Councillor Brodie.
Thank you, Chair. Does the council leader support the shameful remarks of the Prime Minister that many care homes, presumably including those on the Isle of Wight, did not follow proper procedures on the coronavirus?
And Councillor Stewart, would you like to comment on that?
Yes, thank you for your question, Councillor Brodie. I do not speak for the Prime Minister. I can state that our island care homes have been magnificent throughout this pandemic. Everyone thought that the battle against COVID-19 would be fought in hospitals. In actual fact, care homes have been a major front line of that battle for much of the last 18 weeks. Island care home staff and their managers have worked tirelessly in the most challenging of circumstances. They have systematically put the welfare and safety of their residents at the centre of everything they've done. For me, it is not only the professionalism of care home staff and managers which has shone through in these past 18 weeks, it is their sheer humanity and selflessness. People working in our care homes are amongst the very finest professionals we have seen during this pandemic. And I say that in the full knowledge that the breadth of professionals who have responded to the COVID-19 pandemic is an impressive one in itself. The Prime Minister's office, as well as the Secretary of State for Health and Social Care, will very quickly clarify the meaning behind the Prime Minister's remark. And I have no doubt that clarification had the endorsement of the Prime Minister.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Stewart. Councillor Brodie, do you have a supplementary there? Sorry, you need your microphone on.
Sorry, it was coming on and off. Yes, I'd just like to respond to Councillor Stewart's answer to my question. I thank him for being honest and for reflecting the overwhelming view of Islanders regarding care home staff during the coronavirus. And I hear what he says about the Prime Minister. I understand that. But I do think that in the many private conversations he seems to have with government, that he might have a little word with them about getting a consistent message and being sensible about what they say, because people are getting fed up. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Brodie. And then we got question two from Antri from Councillor Garrett.
Thank you, Chair. So my first question is, what is the overall expenditure currently estimated to be on the St Mary's Junction Improvement Scheme?
Again, thank you for your question, Councillor Garrett. The Newport Strategic Junction improvements are funded from a specific grant from the Department of Transport at no cost to the Council's General Fund. This fund is for a package of measures, including the St Mary's Scheme, to improve junctions around Newport, and is not available to be spent on other initiatives. The budget of £7,862,113 outlined for the St Mary's Scheme is currently projected to be £7,613,613. The scheme is set to complete two times at the end of the year.
Do you have a supplementary?
Yes, Chair. I thank the Leader for those figures. Does the Leader share my surprise that those figures are significantly greater than the £6 million cap that was envisaged in the Cabinet report of late 2018? Is there an explanation for this?
Thank you for that supplementary. I'll need to give you a written response because I would want to check my facts and make sure you get accurate data because that's important to you.
Thank you.
Indeed, thank you.
Your second question, Councillor Garrett.
Thank you, Chair. Is the Leader of the Council satisfied that the expenditure of money provided under the reopening of the High Street Safety Fund has achieved value for money as envisaged in the Council's corporate plan?
Again, thank you for your question, Councillor Garrett. As you would appreciate, it has been very important to those residents who have concerns about going back to the shops to feel safe and confident. Under the reopening of the High Street Safety Funds, the Council has completed the first phase of work that will enable our community to return to the High Street with confidence and feel enabled to make social distancing decisions as their shop is complete. Working closely with the town councils and local businesses groups, our social distancing measures and the business toolkits, supported by island-wide by our communications, have helped to provide that reassurance over this period. The locations have been determined to meet the government guidance. The package of measures involved the installation of signs and paper graphics to raise awareness with the aim of facilitating social distancing in areas where that is difficult. The physical measures provided alongside the advice to business and associated communications have been funded by the government under the criteria set out in the Reopening High Speed Fund. Over the coming weeks, the impact on pedestrian movement will be assessed to ensure that there is enough space for appropriate distancing as the high streets slowly become busier. These measures will be maintained until early September, after which further extension of the scheme will be reviewed. We will review where issues or pinch points occur and where appropriate consultations with the respective town councils, which may result in further measures in place, can be undertaken.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Stewart. Do you have a supplementary on that, Councillor Garrett?
Yes, I'm not quite sure that Leader of Council actually explained whether or not he was satisfied with that. I appreciate that he may want to reserve his position on that, given his response. But I would hope that he would take into account the fact that in figures that have been provided to me, which I understand are available for publication, something like a fifth of that money has gone on items such as project management and design. This does not sound to me like the value of money that we would envisage under the corporate plan. And will he commit himself to a full review of how that money was used to see what may be learned from this process?
Thank you,
I'm happy to review the funding, but I just would point out that value for money can be measured in more than figures. Value for money can be measured in how safe we feel, make our community feel, how effective we've been using what we've spent on the actual proposals. But he, like I, I'm sure, would want to act in the best interest of the community. And I'm sure we'll have some additional as the government decide whether or not they're going to have face masks in shops, etc. So I will do that work and come back to him. But at this stage, I'm satisfied it was the right thing to do to protect our community.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Stewart. That brings us to the end of tonight's meeting. I would like to thank members for your patience and perseverance. It's not an easy one to do, and I'm sure we will get used to it. And I would like to thank our officers here, who's been a big help to me, and I thank them for their support. Thank you, councillors, and I close the meeting now. Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Not even half past seven, we can go down the park.
Podcasting, then turn your mic.
That's a good point.
Can't get this podcasting.
We're not end.
Yeah.
I'm counting.